Hi guys, the date is Friday the 12th of April 2024, and this is poem number 65, and this poem is called The Flying Disc. So let's talk about it. Have you ever seen a UFO? I have heard of people who have seen UFOs, and I have always been let's just say fascinated and astonished by people seeing flashing lights in the sky, stories of being abducted by aliens coming and landing on people's property, fields. I've had a fascination with, you know, when those shapes are made in cornfields and farmers wake up and there's massive shapes cut into the acres and acres of fields. I've always had a fascination with that, and I'm not sure if I'd like to see an actual alien, but how would I know if I saw an alien? Because I'm presuming that aliens, if they exist, could make themselves into human form. For all I know, an alien could be somebody who looks like us, who talks like us. You know, an alien could come in the form of a bird, a dog. So I don't know what an alien looks like. So would I be scared? If I was talking to an alien and that alien looked like me, I would not be scared. But if an alien had big eyes and a lizard tongue, for example, like they can do in movies, then I would be scared. So I can't say. But the idea of other beings on other planets just fascinates me. And I think it's also fascinated humankind for as long as I can remember. There's always been films or documentaries about UFOs, about people reporting flying objects or lights to the authorities. So this poem is called The Flying Disc, and it goes something like this. A UFO or just a blur, you can't be sure it did occur. In a flash, it was gone. It might have been just a con. So how do we know that aliens exist? When people tell us that they've seen or they think they've seen a UFO or a flying disc, was it real? Is it part of their imagination, or is it true? There's a small bit of me that would like to think it's true, and aliens are going to come here, come as friends, and teach us their amazing technology of how to solve all of our problems. Like if aliens had the ability to cure cancer, cure all diseases, have they got this technology? I don't know, but the idea of UFOs and flying saucers, it's just a fascination of knowing, are we alone? And are aliens really among us? Are you an alien? I will never know. You are listening to me on this podcast, but you don't know if I am an alien that's been beamed down to Earth to check on human beings and to live among them, to report back to my people in whatever planet I've come from. You know, what I've just says to you could be make-believe or real. You will never know. And I will never know, because I would not reveal myself to be an alien. But, yeah, aliens and human beings from another planet is a fascination that I think everyone would like to come true in some small way. So, yeah, guys, UFOs or flying saucers, do they exist? I don't know. But what I do know is that all these people who say that they have seen flashing lights or UFOs, all of them can't be wrong. So I'll leave that to you to ponder and think about. Anyway, guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.